spandex, you know, should come back. If it's not cool now, it should be.
Later, in our hero's bedroom, or, as they say in Canadian, bedroom, the following tragedy occurs.
This is so cool.
Yeah, this is my place.
This is the best punk rock place.
My punk rock place. Y'all.
You and the best punk rock band.
That's my favorite band.
This is awesome.
Thank you.
This is great.
Thank you very much. You're pretty cute, you know.
Oh my God.
No.
What is that?
Nothing. Don't look at that. Don't worry. Don't even worry.
A heavy metal poster?
No, it isn't. It's a friend's.
A heavy metal... album?
It's not. I swear to God, it's a
heavy
punk
metal book.
It's not. It's a punk book.
Oh God! I'm
sorry. Come back.
Disgusting.
No, it's not really. I'm a anarchy.
So
anarchy. Come back. Oh no. Oh God, it's the only chance.
Disillusioned by this rejection, served up to him in a steaming lump, Dr. Skinny became suicidal with grief. His metal roots were clearly now a burden, and a burden that would soon be behind him if his band could win the Grammy tomorrow night for Best Punk Act. For nothing validifies music like the all-powerful Grammy Award. Be strong, fair metal guy gone
so
punk.
Hard to be
strong.
I need something to help ease the pain.